Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Good news. Good news is a movie has came out, and you're going to really enjoy this movie, reports are. And it's a true story. It's called When the Game Stands Tall. And we're really focusing, and this is why it's so important to see it. One is you need some good, clean entertainment to just pause your mind for a little bit, because so many things are going on. It's good to just kind of shut down for a little bit and just enjoy it. But secondly, this is like a team that won like 150 games straight. 150 games.
12 years.
For 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like the bipolar opposite of the Saints.
Wow.
Well,
we have
most people.
They lost 150 games straight.
Well, that's probably true. Right, back in the day.
Right. Some people have posters hanging on their wall. He has a bag, paper bag.
I do. The eyes cut out.
Eyes cut out.
There's ants across front.
I really like the Saints, and everybody wants to give a jersey. I took a jersey for it. I mean, I need something to... Anyway, so listen.
Wear it nice.
Yeah, right. In a day.
This movie. So, you know, it's gonna. I think it's really gonna encourage you, and I want you to see this particular trailer about the movie, and it's in, you just find out your local listings. You know, on it, you can probably go to VFNTV.com and on the torch and find out more about it as well. But we want to be able to take this media mountain. We want Christians to be over the ones who love God and love people to be over these mountains, hiring folks to say, we want to keep this thing in a positive light. And more movies I've seen this year come out that are honoring God, and they're not like, you know, cheesy movies type thing. I mean, they're really, they're putting in all the talents, quality.
Way up.
And this looks like one of those movies. As a matter of fact, watch this.
If there's anything anyone wants to say, that was your shot.
We will never experience anything like this again in our lives.
My grandfather waits for me to get back from practice just so I can tell him how we're doing.
I love you guys. We always say to finish strong, right?
De La Salle streak and tradition continue.
Our year.
12 years, 151 games in a row. But we were never just about winning. We were built on families.
Good, Nicole. Get my baby out of Richmond.
And our town coming together.
The longest winning streak in sports history is now over.
But losing the streak tested us all.
Let some punk pull you down at the 2-yard line.
Dad, please.
Don't let a game define who you are. Let the way you live your lives do that.
It's just a high school football game.
Ever since day one, we've been doing what's best for us. You and me getting out of here together.
You heard from me?
People always ask me what it's like to never lose. Today I am lost.
All the things I've taught, I don't know if I'm still doing much good here.
I just want you happy and healthy.
Danny! Call 911!
I got caught up in everything and let it nearly kill me.
Coach, I'm alone.
Family isn't just blood relatives. You've got me and 60 brothers.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Coach told us, face your fears.
Meet Buster Matthews, 330 pounds of pure aggression, and you're gonna face him the whole game. We got lost, caught up in the hype, the glory, and the relentless pressure. That's not who we are. We need to stand back up and find our way again.
You've got to decide what you want to be.
Only way I'm going out of this game is on a stretcher.
You know why they call me Buster?
Because you're stupid enough to let them.
Brothers for life. No matter where we go or what we achieve, nothing's ever going to come close to what we have right here, right now.
When the game stands tall.
This is a true story, and you got to go see. It's playing right now in theaters, and over 150 games straight.
Wow!
Of win, imagine that. Makes you not want to lose one, right?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I want you to hear this story. It's a true story. Listen to this report from CBN News. They're interviewing the people that were in the movie.
De La Salle High School owns a high school football record. 12 years without ever losing a game. But you won't find any signs boasting about it at the California Catholic School. And that's the mark of the team's mild-mannered and modest leader, Bob Lattiser, who began coaching the Spartans in 1979.
Coach, when you signed on to teach religious studies at the school and then signed on to be coach, the team had never won a game. What made you say yes to the job?
I was young, and I was 24 at the time, and I thought, I'm going to give this a shot and see what I can do. And I was even trying to seek my own level of competence or what I was meant to do, because I really didn't know. And I thought this might be it. I mean, I felt real comfortable about football. I had a good feel for the game, and I thought, let's give it a shot. And once I got into it, it only took me a year, and I thought, this is what I'm meant to do.
Coach Ladd's perfect 151-game record produced NFL stars like Maurice Jones-Drew, DJ Williams, and TJ Ward. It's a winning record that inspired a book, and now a movie.
Come on, Bob, you turned this team into a winning machine. How long do you think you can keep the streak alive?
The streak was never our goal.
But when the game stands tall begins with game 152, when the winning streak ends and things fall apart for the coach and his team, on and off the field.
Danny! Call 911!
Actor Jim Caviezel plays the coach, a role he admits is tough, with real-life players and Coach Ladd fans watching to see if he nails it.
It's been said of the Coach Ladd role that whoever played that role would have to plunge himself into the toughest year of a complicated man's life. What was the challenge for you in that role?
Normally when you do a script, you have just the foundation of the script that you're working on. This one, there's another one, and that's him. And then who are we going to get to... you know, play Terry. That was a, you know, this is an odd couple, and this is a very, there were a lot of things that could go wrong that didn't go wrong.
Terry Edson is Coach Ladd's animated assistant.
Hey, we don't do that here. Reporters, friends, family, strangers, they're all going to ask the same thing. What happened? This is a question that's going to follow you. How did you lose the streak?
Played by actor Michael Chiklis.
I mean, naturally, they want to win the games they play, but really what they want to accomplish is mentoring these boys into young men who can be relied upon.
Break it up!
The De La Salle Spartans story is tougher off the field with real-life player Cameron Colvin. He lost both parents before his sophomore year, and that was only the beginning of his pain. His best friend and teammate is shot and killed just 2 days before they were to leave together for college.
People always ask me what it's like to never lose. Today I am lost.
Sidarius Blaine plays the role of Cameron.
What is it about him you think that allows him to push through hell on earth, essentially?
Support, brotherhood.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, he has the support of 60 brothers on one football team who won't let him fall into despair.
That is the message of the movie, is that I think, you know, you can't do it alone. Like, you need to have the strength to depend on someone. And that's sometimes the hardest thing to do, is to actually ask somebody for help.
This is a football film about a modest man dedicated to raising mighty men.
This film, many people watching it left in tears. What is it about the story you think that has people crying watching a football film?
Because it's about kids, and it's about their lives, and it's about, you know, them navigating through life and learning. And we've been fortunate. We get to see that every year, and we've cried our own tears in real time.
I think redemption always brings a tear.
Ephraim Graham, CBN News, Los Angeles.
So excited about that and another movie that's coming out called Giver. I think it's out right now. Just want to check it out. You can go to Focus on the Family, and they have a ministry called Plugged In. And if you look at that, they'll tell you you don't have to walk into a movie being unaware of what's going on, because begin to look for quality family programming coming out, and you could find out. It tells you verbatim what's happening in a movie. Yes, granted, 98% of them you can't see.
Right.
But you could, but you'll just offend you and potentially offend the Lord. But there are great ones, good ones coming out. They're really, We want to show our support for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be able to throw them a bone and say, yes, even if you don't even go to it, you know, get some tickets and show
give
them this is the kind of program that we want in our nation. It's part of taking back the media mountain, the arts and entertainment mountain. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.